Iowa Real Estate Headlines. Iowa Real Estate Commission Licensing and Regulation Mission. The Iowa Real Estate Commission is charged with protecting the public through examination, licensing, and regulation of real estate practitioners. Understanding the Commission's oversight role helps IA real estate professionals stay compliant and anticipate regulatory expectations in their practice. Review the Commission's scope at dial.iowa.gov/about/boards/real-estate. Iowa Real Estate Headlines. Iowa Public Records Online Directory, new resource for IA real estate pros. An online directory of Iowa public records is now available to help users locate official records across the state. Real estate professionals in IA can leverage this centralized public records tool to streamline due diligence, verify property ownership, and research liens or encumbrances before closing transactions. Bookmark the Iowa Public Records Online Directory at the source URL for quick access during your next property research workflow. Iowa Real Estate Headlines. Iowa County Recorder's Office, key resource for real estate document services. The Iowa County Recorder's Office provides access to vital and military records, passports, DNR licensing, and real estate documents. Real estate professionals in IA rely on county recorder offices for property records, deed filings, and title research essential to transactions. Visit https://iowacounty.iowa.gov/recorder/ to access real estate documents and recorder services in Iowa County. Iowa Real Estate Headlines. Iowa County Assessor posts property tax estimation tools for IA real estate pros. The Iowa County Assessor has published online resources to help estimate property taxes and submit real estate inquiries. Accurate property tax estimates are essential for IA real estate professionals when advising clients on transactions and valuations in Iowa County. Share these tools with clients or bookmark for your next Iowa County listing or purchase /iowacounty.iowa.gov/assessor/property-assessment/. Iowa Real Estate Updates. Iowa County Assessor's Office, Property Assessments, Credits, and Real Estate Search Tools now avail. The Iowa County Assessor's Office provides online access to property assessments, tax credits and exemptions, board of review information, and a real estate search tool. Real estate professionals in IA need accurate assessment data and exemption details to advise clients on property valuations and tax liabilities in Iowa County. Access assessment records and real estate search tools, iowacounty.iowa.gov/assessor/. Iowa Real Estate Updates. Iowa County launches online real estate and tax record search tools. Iowa County, Iowa now offers searchable, database-driven online resources to look up real estate, tax sale, and recorded information. Real estate professionals in IA can streamline due diligence and client service with direct access to official county records without in-person visits. Bookmark iowacounty.iowa.gov/real-estate/ for quick reference to property and tax records in Iowa County. Iowa Real Estate Updates. Iowa Building and Construction Licenses now available through DIAL Portal. The Iowa Department of Inspections, Appeals and Licensing, DIAL, provides a centralized portal to apply for or renew various building, construction, and trades licenses statewide. Real estate professionals frequently coordinate with licensed contractors and tradespeople during transactions, inspections, and property improvements, making this licensing resource essential for verifying credentials and ensuring compliance. Review current license requirements and verify contractor standing at https://iowa.gov/licenses/building before your next closing or listing project. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies. Title work, survey, environmental phase 1, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar, what runs concurrently and what blocks what. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics' liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 SA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners, regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1, performed before purchase, establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks.